So normally savings and investments, people would want to use it interchangeably, but just learning from here that savings are not the same as investments.
Welcome to our second episode of the Financially Excellent Show. Today, we will be discussing the components of personal finance, and you don't want to miss out on it. Last week, we were privileged to have Nanesi Bintuma Bintumu take us through what personal finance is, some misconceptions about it, and personal finance literacy. If you missed out, you would want to go back to listen to it.
Let's take care of a few housekeeping rules before we get to our guest. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media via AfriHelps on Twitter, African Observation on LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, and Facebook, and African Observation on Instagram. Our guest for today's episode is a chartered accountant. She holds a BSc in administration, accounting major precisely. She's a change machine. She loves to challenge status quo by finding innovative and efficient ways of tackling issues. She is a serial ACCA award winner. We have her last year, Nanesi, and she's going to continue what we started last week. You're welcome, Nanesi.
Thank you, Dorita.
So for last week, we were all excited and we are very eager to know more what actually goes into personal finance. Can you take us through the components of personal finance?
Okay. So I'd say there are five components of personal finance. So we have the income, we have the expenses, we have savings, we have investment, and we have the risk management too. Some people normally call it the quasi investments. So incomes are the inflows you have. So if you work, if you're a salaried worker, at the end of every month, you would have your salary. That's your income. Some people have side businesses or what we call the side hustles and makes profits from these side businesses. People receive tips from if you're a student, you maybe receive tips from your uncles when they come around. Some people receive gifts in the form of money. That's also an income. Some people also get paid daily. So that's what we call the wages. So these are the incomes, income component of your personal finance. So your inflows. Then we have the expenses. So the expenses are the spendings, what you spend your money on. And we have the fixed and the variable. So for the fixed expenses are what you would invariably spend money on every time. So you buy food every day, you buy water, you pay for your transportation, or you buy fuel, you would buy airtime, data, or maybe every month you buy a clothing, or you pay for some sort of a tool. So these are some of the fixed items that you'll be spending on. And we have the variable. So maybe there's donations for funerals, for weddings, entertainments, Friday night hangouts with your friends. It could be that you don't go out every Friday. So that could be a variable, depending on the kind of person you are. So things that you don't spend money on regularly, that would be under the variable. But the things that you would always spend money on would be under the fixed. Then we have the savings. So savings are money you have set aside or assets you have set aside for the less than a year because you might need it, okay, for emergencies or for other things. So for that, we have maybe the cash you have in hand because maybe you have 50 CDs because, you know, at the end of today, I have to pay something. So you just have 50 CDs in your pocket or in your mobile money wallet. Or you have 500 Ghana CD in your savings account. So money you have in your savings account in money market securities like short-term investments, okay, can be part of your savings. So that's what we have. So money you have set aside for the shorter term to meet a need. Then we have investments. So normally savings and investments, people would want to use it interchangeably, but just learning from here that savings are not the same as investments. So investments are you more or less purchasing an asset that you hope. So I would not say would always bring you economic benefits. You hope to bring economic benefits. So because with investments, you're taking a risk and it's normally long term. So you do usually buy long term return stocks, or you buy equities, or you'd maybe some people go into real estate, depending on how much money you have. They buy lands. And if you're an accountant or you have a little accounting knowledge, you know that you never depreciate land because it always appreciates. So some people would buy, go into real estate, etc. And again, there's what I call the risk mitigating tools, which people leave out, insurances and assurances. When people hear insurance, they'll just blink it off and say, how can this be a personal finance component? But guess what? Your insurance and your assurance, the life assurances that you subscribe to, your car insurance, fire, etc., are part of your personal finance. They are a part of it. So those assets that you have, or those welfare packages that you have signed onto, so that in case you encounter an event, an unforeseen event, they help you restore you back to where you are. These are also some of the things that are components of your personal finance. So these are basically your personal finance components, and looking at how you manage it would determine how wealthy you are or how strangled you would be in the future. Because if you manage these things well, the more investment savings you have, the more wealthy you will be. The less expenses, or the more your incomes are than your expenses, the more you can buy more financial assets. That's the make savings and make more investments. Yes. So these are the components of personal finance.
Going back to the investment bit, I met a woman once, and what she does is to lend money to people and then they pay with interest.
Okay.
Could that be categorized as investment? Because it's actually a big risk she's taking.
Okay. So first, I would say that what is the mindset behind her business? So if she's doing it for, you said she does it to get interest. Okay. So she's taking a risk. And that would be an investment. Because I said that with the hope to make a return or make economic value for it. Because there are some investments that you make that might not bring you economic value. And you might even end up losing your principal. So depending on your risk appetite. Yes. Yeah, so I would say that that's an investment. But if she's doing it for the short term because she knows that she's going to need the money in 3 months' time, I wouldn't classify it as an investment. So the time span also works in what is your savings or what is in your investments bucket. So depending on the time space, I would say that, okay, this is an investment or this is a saving. So it could be any of them, depending on the mindset on which she's doing the business. Yes.
All right, listeners, you heard her. Let's try to take some risk in our daily activities. Is there a standard way to distribute your income amongst these other four components?
I would say it's a personal thing. So some people have some rules where they put these things into buckets. Okay, so some people have the 20, 40, 20, 20 rules. That's why it's personal. Everybody has his own housekeeping rules. But it's always good to understand your money, understand how you earn, understand your responsibilities as a person before you distribute. Because if you have person A and person B, maybe I'll use Amma and Abna. So Amma has 3 children, pays school fees, is married, and maybe is a single mother. Abna, on the other hand, is unmarried, does not have maybe child responsibilities or whatever, or just started life, and they are earning the same salary. You would know that the expenses of Amma will be more than Abna because Amma has to pay school fees, take care of welfare, all things being equal, I mean. And as a single mom, so maybe pay for utilities. So would have more expenses. So at the end of the day, what she has left to invest or save or to have more risk mitigating tools will be less. But for Abna, Abna would not, all things being equal, I'll repeat, because there are some people that start life and have a lot of responsibilities, but all things being equal, might not have to pay school fees of 3 kids or might not have to pay utilities, might be even staying with the parents or something. So in her situation, she might have excess money to invest more or save more or get more risk mitigating too. So it depends on you. It depends on your situation. So I do not like to tell people that, oh, just put 30% into savings or 50% into investments. It's good to assess your situation and plan what you put in each bucket. Exactly.
Okay. Some usually argue their income is quite insignificant for them to save some, so they'd rather spend everything. What's your take on that? Is there anything you could advise them to do?
Okay. So there's an Akan proverb that says, it, little by little, you make the light soup. So nobody starts big. Nobody ever starts big. If I have one CD and I save a CD each day, at the end of the day or at the end of the year, I'm going to have 360 CDs at the end of the year. And that is more than 0 Ghana CDs, right? So you might think that it's you do not have money, but there are various investments or saving schemes that even with your little, you can start. And there are things like unit trust. So for unit trust, you can start as low as 10 CDs, 20 CDs, 50 CDs. And you get compounding interest every single day. And most people do not know that. People think they have to get maybe 5,000 Ghana Cedi before they buy a fixed deposit or a treasury bill. But there are other schemes, unit trust, mutual funds, that with the little you have, you can invest and get so much. So your little is enough to start now.
Your little is indeed enough to start now. And we know little drops of water does make a mighty ocean. Let's not wait till we have too much to save before we start. Let's save now with the little we have. Thank you very much, Nanesi.
Thank you, Dorita, for having me.
Catch you next week. We'll be bringing your way more exciting topics. Let us know if you have questions on our various social media handles. Kindly subscribe to our podcast and follow us on social media via AfriHelps on Twitter, African Observation on LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube, and Facebook, and African Observation on Instagram. Stay good and stay blessed. Bye.